The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And Dario looks over at me and says, "Oh my gosh, I know why you're sneezing so much." He says, "You're sneezing through your mouth. You have to sneeze through your nose."
Love meeting new people. You know, that's how you really do learn about life.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I wasn't going to say anything, but then I could see that he wasn't going to open his mouth.
I said, "What?
Excuse me?"
He said, "Everybody knows that sneezes are because something is tickling the hairs in your nose. And the only way to stop sneezing is to expel what is in your nose. And the only way to do that is to sneeze through your nose."
I said, "God bless you." Was that so wrong?
The question is, did you allow a space for the husband to come in with his "God bless you"? Because as the husband, he has the right of first refusal.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Lattis.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she wants.
There is good news out of 1265. And we're always looking for good news. Is my computer chirping at me? Relax. Calm down. Apparently, Christian Watson is in a great place now. That according to the Packers coaching staff yesterday. And I assume they mean with his hamstring, because I don't really care. I mean, I heard he got married recently, and, you know, he could be in a great place in his relationship.
Which is good, too.
Yeah,
good for him.
Could affect his football performance, but we're more concerned about the hamstring situation.
Yeah.
So the report is that the team and Christian Watson are having regular dialogue about how he is feeling to make sure that he remains in that great place. And we have talked about Christian Watson before because there's been a lot of things that they have been doing. I mean, the one that, you know, got everyone's attention was when they said he was going up to Madison to see a specialist to see if they could figure out the cause of these habitual and regular hamstring injuries. But Gabe, you said that there was more information that came out that made us scratch our heads a little bit. So we want to be clear. They said that he is in a great place now. In fact, it was Jason Vrabel who pointed this out, the passing game coordinator now. He said that Christian Watson is in a great place. So before we get into this next thing that made you and I scratch our heads, I wanted to make sure that we prefaced this conversation with that comment. They feel very good about where Christian Watson is right now. Hallelujah. That's a good thing.
Sure. Sure. But when it kind of feels like when you compliment someone, "Hey, honey, you know how much I love you.
But..."
Like, there's the, you know, there's something hanging out there still.
That usually goes from wife to husband, though, right? If we're being honest.
Yes.
That line of conversation is typically from wife to husband.
Honey,
not
you know how
to
much
wife.
I love you.
Correct. Because husbands are like, "I'm not stepping in that bear trap."
So Vrabel followed that up with two things. First, saying that he has told Watson that, quote, "If there's ever a day you feel fatigued from multiple days in a row, let me know." Okay, not great. I mean, you know,
precautionary. That's the way you can read that, right?
Sure.
I'll silver lining this thing. I will Pollyanna this thing.
Okay.
And you continue to deliver the information.
Okay, yeah. Multiple days in a row, you're tired with the hamstring. Just take a seat. So that to me...
Let us know.
That to me just kind of screams that, okay, we still don't really have any answers.
We're anticipating that maybe there will be times when he is fatigued.
Correct.
And after multiple days of activity, you're going to need a break.
And then this tweet from Ryan Wood yesterday, because again, Vrabel spoke to all the assembled media yesterday. He said, Vrabel said, "A lot of voices have had input on how to keep Christian Watson healthy." Okay, makes sense. We already knew that, going up to Madison, trying to put these brains together to try to figure out, okay, how are we going to attack this? How are we going to keep him healthy? Vrabel hasn't changed his training with Watson in off-season program, but more information available after seeing specialists. What are we doing?
So, hold on. I'm going to try to cliff notes this. He's seeing more people,
yep.
So they have more information
correct.
About the hamstring situation.
Correct.
That feels like a good thing.
Sure.
However,
yes.
They're not changing anything.
Correct.
Which means that the information didn't give them anything
definitive.
Well, or I would also say really new, because new information would theoretically cause you to change what you've been doing.
Oh, here's what's going on. Here's what you can do to try to prevent it.
Right.
Right. That seems at least a very rudimentary. Again, I'm not a doctor.
Again, I'm just trying to think of what a situation is where you would get more information available because
okay.
you've seen the specialist.
Yep.
But the more information would not be substantial enough or significant enough to change the training that you have been putting the guy through, unless you've been right with your training, in which case that's also good news. We've been doing the right thing. The specialists who we've seen, the people who have provided more information, believe that what we're doing is the right thing to do.
Okay. Sure. One way to look at it. Then how do you prevent him from missing so many games?
Here's what I'm hearing from you, Gabe. The frustration level around Christian Watson has not decreased.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were trying to get to.
Yeah.
Are we at the point where we just don't really want to hear anything about Christian Watson until it's, he's good to go. He's going to be on the field for every game, you know, barring some other sort of fluky injury. You can expect him out there stretching the field and being a weapon for the Green Bay Packers to use regularly. Is that what you want to hear from the folks at Lambeau Field?
I mean, I don't necessarily want to hear that because, like you said, it's football and these things can happen, certainly. And when, you know, you're missing time and injuries happen. I guess I was hopeful that there was going to be some type of plan. Like the point of going to see the specialist of, oh, okay, we just have to do, again, this is just an example, a simplified example. Oh, 2 days, one off. Oh, we have to use heat instead of ice. Oh, okay. I was kind of hoping for something just, yep, we know what this is. And while we can't 100% prevent it, we know better ways to attack it. So he's on the field more than just 9 games this season. And the fact that they don't really have, it doesn't seem like any answers. They have information. And I don't know if the answers are somewhere within that information. And then they didn't try to or attempt to backfill his position. Not that you're going to find somebody his size that runs as fast, but I'm talking about that speedster, right? Like finding 6'4 guys that run like Watson are hard, which is why he was a high second round pick. But there were opportunities, I think, to potentially backfill. So in the event that he may end up missing games, you still have somebody who can stretch the field with that type of sub-4.4 speed.
I suppose the good news is the Packers wide receivers last year did a really good job of playing and being productive without Christian Watson. So there is a part of me that feels like, look, if you get him back, great. That's a bonus. That's gravy. It's a cherry on top. But if you don't, the core that they have showed that they can get the job done. So I guess that's why I'm not as, like, to me, Christian Watson is, if he's there, great. If he's not, also great. Like, this team can. Maybe you could make an argument from a roster standpoint. Like, could you have somebody else there who could be more productive and who could be contributing regularly? Sure. Maybe you could make the argument that they should have drafted a wide receiver for that very reason. But as it currently stands, I feel pretty confident in the wide receiver group that they have. Again, barring any fluky injury that takes one or two of the guys out. We're going to talk about Reed and Wicks, who were apparently roommates over the last few months working out together as well. But Joshy, do you feel similarly? Is your frustration level the same even after this new information came out from Lambeau Field about Christian Watson as it was when the season ended and he hadn't played as much as you would have liked?
Yeah, to me, Chewy said there's like no magic bullet here. And that kind of ended up being the reality of the situation.
I mean, he went to med school back in the 90s. Yes. I was kind of hoping that in the last 30 years, something would have come up where a magic bullet would exist.
Can you explain to me magic bullet, please? Because bullet, I think bad, but magic, sure. I think good. So now I'm trying to figure out, what is a magic bullet? Magic pill?
Sure, but, you know, I mean, it's just kind of the catch-all of, you know, again, you know where the phrase comes from, right?
Do you magic bullet? No, I don't.
The Kennedy assassination.
Okay.
You know, so the magic bullet theory.
And what does that have to do with there is no magic bullet?
Well, because the
like
magic
a conspiracy?
Bullet. But well, the magic bullet was kind of a way to explain everything, right? So the magic bullet theory was. Giving American history
Miracle
lesson this morning.
Here in 1907, Paul Ehrlich coined the term magic bullet, that is a bullet that would hit its target without fail and with no collateral damage to surrounding environment.
But what does that have to do with Christian Watson?
What do you mean? What does that have to do with
Chewie said there's no magic bullet for Christian Watson. I don't understand the reference.
Because there is no magic bullet, meaning there is no specific thing to take care of the issue at hand. There is no one thing that will solve the issue completely.
Okay, I'm glad we covered that because I was not familiar with magic bullet and I could not put together in my mind how that meant like cure all.
Yeah, there is no way to just solve the issue and have no other ramifications. Basically,
like a really bad turn of phrase. I'm just putting out my opinion. It seems like magic bullet is a bad turn of phrase.
You're gonna have to change human language.
Argue with history here.
Yeah,
it's fine. You know me. I'll argue with anyone. So bring it on, human history.
But to me, it's just you. Christian Watson's really important. I don't want that to be downgraded.
Correct.
To the guy scored a lot of touchdowns despite not being on the field even close to what you would want someone to. I mean, if you compare his numbers against guys drafted around the same time as him, he's near the top because when he's useful, when he's healthy, and when he's on the field, he is a complete game changer. I think Matt LaFleur's offense requires someone his style. He's one of one probably in the NFL. There's not many like him, but he's also one of one on the Packers roster. There is no one there who can do what he does in a similar way. Now, could you find somebody in the draft? Could there be someone in free agent that does something similar, maybe at 80%, 75%? Yes. The fact that there's no backfill, there's no opportunity for that position to be filled is a problem, and I think a healthy Christian Watson is the difference from this offense being like big time, big time. Like, I'm not worried about Wicks, Reed, Dobbs, the guys they have. They're plenty good. But this is next level stuff. This is a guy who elevates everyone in the program, and that's why they're sending him to all these special places. That's why every time he's even remotely healthy, he's on the field, because everyone recognizes this is rare talent.
Yeah, 13 touchdowns in his last 19 games.
Sure, yeah. But he's averaging 10 games a season.
Correct.
Right, in a 17-game. Yes. And that's, I think, where the frustration is, because it's like, maybe we'll have him, maybe we won't. I can't imagine that it's any less frustrating for the coaching staff to not know on a weekly basis whether or not you have that weapon out there.
And frustrating for him, too, sure.
Build your offense around. But I also think that there is a frustration from the fan base. I'm seeing reaction rolling in already this morning about Watson, and guess what? They're using the B word. You know the B word? It's not boob.
Baby?
Not baby.
Oh.
You want to keep guessing?
No.
Does it rhyme with itch?
No. Good question. No, it does not. But I said it's not boob.
Gabe's floored by that one.
It is bust.
You got aggressive there. Wasn't expecting you, the person in charge of all the things, to get that aggressive.
Maybe we should have been like, when I said it's a B word, what is the first B word that comes to mind?
Well, that's the first thing that's the first word that came to mind.
Yeah.
And seeing as how you said something you weren't supposed to earlier this week, I thought you were exercising the precise caution that was necessary when, you know, talking about the B word.
Bust. Bust. Bust is the B word. People are saying that Christian Watson is a bust. Bill weighing in. At this point, I'd say Watson is a bust. If he can't stay on the field all season this year, it will be official. Jaylen weighing in saying he's been a bust. The fact that we continue to have hope in him is sad. Feels like people have turned the page. I'm just saying, some of our loyal listeners who are weighing in on our YouTube page, it feels like they have turned the page. And it's like, Christian Watson, if we have him, great. If not, whatever.
It'd be one thing if, when healthy, he wasn't productive.
Yeah.
when he's healthy, he's really productive. That's in, I think he has, in terms of potential, and again, potential's not going to get you anywhere, but he has the most potential of all the wide receivers they have because of the physical skills that he possesses, the frame, the speed, the athleticism. Like, he's got the potential to be the best of all of them. And when you have 13 touchdowns in your last 19 games, like, that's really damn good. And that is adding a lot to an offense. But again, 9 games last year, 14 the year before. And even with those games, there have been others.
But he missed time in some of those.
That's what I'm saying. Within some of those games, there's, oh, he gets hurt early in the game. And yes, it counts as a game played, right, but ultimately he's not getting the high snap count.
Is it almost better to have a definitive season-ending injury than to have a nagging?
Yes.
You couldn't even get the whole question out. Yes. It was like, I know what I want to say.
Yeah, I mean, Matt LaFleur talked about how frustrating it was doing some game plans, and it wasn't regarding Christian Watson. I believe it was Aaron Jones. And isn't it like, yeah, when they found out late, when they found out late he couldn't go, they had to change everything. And as much as people would gasp at me comparing those two, they are similar in the type of weapon they could provide and the things they open up for an offense. They are one of one skill sets on the Packers roster. So it does matter. And maybe Gabe and I would be better off to just dismiss him and say, whatever, if he's on the field, he's on the field. But when you look at 13 touchdowns, that's not an accident. He's not like, they're not specially making up Christian Watson plays.
Oops, I scored again.
Right. Touchdowns is the most important part of football, I would argue. So if you're doing that often, it's really important.
You know, I said earlier I would argue with anyone. I won't argue with
you're
you.
You're not going
to. Yeah, I found it.
Scoring
sit here
is
turns
important
out,
in football.
Sheesh, Matt LaFleur has gone on the record saying, we see Christian's value when he goes at full strength. Jen's comment to follow is, unfortunately, when he goes at full strength is, I feel like, when he's most at risk.
Yes. 100%.
To hurt the hamstring. So then, like, the value just isn't there if him doing what he's best at potentially contributes to injury. Like, this is a very chicken or the egg thing that I'm seeing happening here. We're trying to get him fully healthy, but when he's fully healthy and at full strength is when he's most likely to injure the hamstring, and then we're right back there in the vicious cycle. 800-990-3776. Talking about Christian Watson this morning, because they did say that he's in a great place, but they also said that they've gotten more information. We know that he saw the specialist at UW-Madison, and yet they're not changing what they're doing with him, which means one of two things. Either what they're doing with him so far is exactly what the specialists believe is going to lead to a healthy Christian Watson, or they still don't have answers. And Gabe thinks they don't know. We're not sure. We're crossing our fingers. We're hoping that Christian Watson will be healthy. But right now, we have no more definitive information than we had previously.
Well, they have the information. I just don't think they have solutions, which I don't know what good the information does you if it doesn't provide any sort of direction or solution.
Maybe that's on Gabe and I for thinking that there was the famous magic bullet, or there would be some difference. And I'm sure there's some coyness going on here. They're not going to tell you everything they discovered. But the answer being, well, maybe he gets rest. He did a lot of resting. He's rested a lot the past 2 years. He spent half the time resting.
Wait. We sent you to a specialist to come back with, maybe just rest
spend
a little
the night
bit
on the couch.
What? I could have told you rest helps with injuries.
Well, yeah, we learned all about rice when we were kids, right?
That's what I'm saying. We learned all about that. I know rest helps. Uh-huh. What, do you got to spend millions of dollars on a specialist for?
Gabe's like, put that money in my pocket. Yeah. I have no problem taking your money, Packers.
Milwaukee's closer to Madison.
We've got Jason Wilde coming up right after this. We'll talk to him about all of the availability yesterday at Lambeau Field. Ask him what he thinks the future for Christian Watson is. Gabe?
Tune into Thanalysis Show every single week. It's Bucks Blair, Thanasis Adetokounmpo. A lot of Thanalysis, Thanasis. Thanasis Adetokounmpo. It's his show where he sits down with special guests. He has fun and honest conversations with NBA stars like Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, basketball media royalty Jay Williams has a brand new one with Stephen A. Smith. Of course, you can go back and listen to the live show that he did with his brother Giannis. Find Thanalysis Show today, Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. Subscribe to the Thanalysis Show YouTube channel as well for accompanying videos and special content.
Ready, down, put. punt, punt, punt.
All Packers, all the time.
He has come light years in the last 2 months, and people should be over the moon excited about that.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you.
Always great to catch up with Jason Wilde. Our boots on the ground at 1265. Good morning, Jason. We were talking about Christian Watson and the comments that were made by Jason Vrabel yesterday about the wide receiver, how they have gathered more information, they're doing what they're doing, and Gabe is not optimistic. He's still frustrated about the situation with Christian Watson. How did you take what was said about the wide receiver yesterday?
Well, first of all, not boots on the ground. More like Nike 270s that I got on Poshmark so I can match my shoes to my outfit on the ground. Look, Gabriel, Keith.
Jason.
Mon ami, I love you, man.
Sure.
But I didn't take what Vrabel said about if you need to take a day off, take a day off, as necessarily a, you know, we got to put this guy on the Chad Clifton Lamborghini program. I think, you know, it'll be great to talk to Christian. You know, he was one of our Mully Award winners last season because even when he was sidelined for, what, 8 games total?
Yeah.
He was still forthright and a stand-up guy and explained his situation. We all know that he went to UW-Madison. Where there's one of the doctors there has gotten a large grant from the NFL to work on hamstring injuries and trying to reduce them. We know that they have changed their strength and conditioning staff. We saw at least at the rookie camp, and we'll see when we get to OTAs here soon enough, but it looked like their stretching program has changed and it takes more time. They spend more time in stretch. But in Watson's case, you know, I do think, and you know this, being a former college athlete, you probably had teammates on the baseball team who their bodies were tightly wound, and that if you're not really, really smart about how you manage your whatever part of your body is problematic, that it flares up on you. Now, I think a fair question for you would be, is there an issue with if I'm not 100%, I can't go kind of a thing, right? Because that's mm-hmm. what people always worry about. And so I think they're still trying to work through that, but I would much rather have Christian Watson say, you know, it doesn't feel quite right, and not practice on Wednesday and get mental reps, then practice and then not be able to go on game day because he is such a unicorn of a player for them. So I guess I didn't take Brabel's comments as necessarily a bad, concerning thing. I think it was more of a, hey, you need to know your body better, and if you're feeling something, you know, don't be a hero and go out to practice and then have us not have you when we really need you, which is on game day.
So I'm kind of pairing two different tweets from different reporters about the Vrabel press conference together.
Problem. Well, and yeah, there's your problem.
Maybe that is part of my problem, Jason, but the Packers didn't post the Jason Vrabel press conference, so I can't go back and watch it for myself.
I'll send you the transcript.
All right.
All you got to do is ask for a transcript, buddy. I got
But another reporter up there said that Vrabel said he hasn't changed his training with Watson in the offseason program, but the team has more information available after seeing specialists. So if I'm pairing the two tweets that I mostly saw about Watson, it's like, well, we're not really changing anything. We're telling him to rest if he needs rest. And it just almost seems like, well, why did we go see a specialist? Why is the NFL paying millions of dollars for Watson to go to a specialist to be like, hey, you know what? Just rest it every once in a while.
All right. So, all right, first of all, Like, and again, this comes from a place of love, okay, brother?
Okay.
But here's another example of why I am so down on social media and down on what some of us do. If you notice, I very rarely, it has to be something of significance, like yesterday, right? Where Vrabel mentions that Wicks and Reed they rented a Vrbo in Florida and lived together so they could train together. Now, I know the big fella's not there today, but it wasn't like, you know, him and Jeff Thomason or him and Keith Jackson were, going out to Oregon and renting a duplex so they could work out together, right? I mean, that's different. And I was really pissed off a few months ago because some jack wagon, I reshared the video of those two guys working out, like in the middle of the night, it looked like, with a bunch of other receivers, and thought, hey, this is significant. These are two guys that, you know, didn't really know each other throughout college, and now they're not only teammates, but they're training together, and they're competing for opportunities. And, you know, people thought, oh, this is stupid. This isn't really, who cares? The guys work out together all the time. Well, it turns out guys don't get Vrbos together all the time. So,
especially when Airbnb is available, Jason.
Well, you know, it's fair. Or just hotels. But be that as it may. When Vrabel said, and this is why context matters. So when Vrabel says yesterday that he hasn't changed any of what he is doing to train Christian Watson, that answer comes, the first part of that answer about, are you training Christian any different? That's the question that was asked. Now, I don't do a Jason Vrabel voice, but that's a great question because I've had a lot of people say in the off season that this is an issue. He's went down, he's seen all the specialists, he did everything the training staff has done with him, and they've done a tremendous job. He's in a great place right now. I haven't done anything different with my training with him. And then that goes into your answer that you were talking about, where if he's feeling fatigued or run down from multiple days of practice in a row, give me a heads up and let me know, and we're more on the same page. I don't think that means that his pre-practice training, his off-season training, his off-day training during the season, I don't think that means that stuff hasn't changed. And I think that's, again, that's why context matters, because Vrabel was just saying, look, we're not changing what we do with them in practice, right? Because guys got to practice. And one of the things that, you know, I personally am on alert for, not related to Christian Watson, is just this idea, and Tausch and I got into it yesterday a little bit about this, like this idea that because they finished the season so strong, that this team is just so star-spangled awesome, and there's not going to be twists and turns and ups and downs, and maybe even sometimes we're like, man, what the heck? They had it humming last year, and now they can't get out of their own way on offense this week, and they should be better than last year, right? So I think there's Christian Watson has a chance to be a really special player. Mm-hmm. And I have seen players who had injury issues and just never figured it out. And then I've seen players who had injury issues and figured it out and turned out to be very good players, right? And so I will say this about Christian Watson. I don't know, you know, his dad who played in the NFL strikes me a little bit like the dad on like Sid's soccer team or Maddie's track team that is he's very supportive, but he's a little over involved and a little too worried about playing time or if the coach likes his kid or whatever it is, right? We all have come across those parents. I think Christian Watson's a really good guy. Like, I don't know what his personal life is like. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in terms of being conscientious, in terms of being hardworking, in terms about caring about this, about knowing what his potential is and trying to live up to it. I think his dad puts a lot of pressure on him, frankly. But I think that in his heart, I don't think he's malingering. I don't think he's my arm, as Rodney Dangerfield would say, right? He's able If he in his head believes he's able to play, he is going to play. The question is, how much of this is hamstring and how much of this, and this, again, if we're going to treat people holistically, I do think this is important, and I don't know this is an issue. I'm just saying, what if it is? Like, what if there's, he just doesn't have the understanding yet of his body that he has to be able to say, okay, this is something I can play through, this is something I can't, right? I don't want to sound like I'm questioning his toughness or anything like that. I think...
Well, no, that's just something you learn as you go.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
For whatever it's worth, you mentioned Christian Watson's father. He did tweet yesterday saying, we have concrete information from actual specialists. We know exactly what the issue was with Christian's hamstrings, and it's being addressed. So maybe that will provide a little more optimism for the fan base. Jason, we put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. Is this your make or break for Christian Watson?
I mean, look, it's year three. Next year is a contract year for him. Had the Packers trade, now I'll say this, had the Packers gotten the original trade with the Vikings that they wanted, remember, they wanted the 32nd pick. From the Vikings, and had they gotten that, then maybe it would be a little more makey or breaky. Was that a sequel by Billy Ray Cyrus to Achy Breaky or Makey Breaky season? Maybe it would be, because you'd have a decision next May on a 50-year option, right? And even then, it's not make or break. I mean, we'll see what, you know, Eric Stokes does in what now becomes a contract year for him as a first-round pick. I don't know. I wouldn't vote yes on that. What I would say is, it's a really important season, and it's important for him to show he can stay healthy. The problem with Christian Watson is that he has so teased us. It is so tantalizing to think about what he is capable of doing. That three-game stretch in his rookie year where he was – I mean, we tried to get Randy Moss on the show because – literally, that three-game stretch, the only person who had done what he did in that three-game stretch in NFL history was Randy Moss. And no one should say, oh, he's the next Randy Moss. No one was saying that. But when you are in a sentence that it's you and Randy Moss that are the only people that have ever done what you just did, that's pretty big time. And even last year, dude misses eight games. He leads them in average yards per catch. He's got five touchdowns in that short amount of time. Like, he was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there, and that's another thing that Vrabel said that maybe didn't get tweeted out. So I get it. Again, I don't think it's make or break, but I will say it's really important.
I mean, I just don't think it's a coincidence, Jason, that in that two-game stretch that was so important in the season, Thanksgiving at Detroit, they start by going up top to Christian Watson, and then against Kansas City, two huge wins. Two wins that probably made everybody believers in this Packers team last year. Christian Watson had his two biggest games last year against the Lions and the Chiefs.
You will, I'm sure, see that pointed out in a Wisconsin State Journal story coming soon after we talk to Christian, and you will get zero credit for it, even though you...
Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Have a good one. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde talking all things Christian Watson this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll take a break. Roll on right after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm going to go with the corn dog, the old corn dog. The corn dog for the
pierogies birthday. And borscht all day long.
That's just crazy. Nobody likes borscht, let alone on their birthday.
It's so good. It's the only thing that makes my mouth water, other than my wife.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Take what you give in. Love must live.
Joshy this question, but I already know the answer. Would you ever live with someone from work? Joshy's like, been there.
Yeah.
Done that.
Place didn't have windows.
Sure didn't.
A couple of Packers wide receivers did live together as they have been training for the upcoming season. Wicks and Reed, two of my favorite guys on the team, by the way. Like, love Wicks, love Reed, think they're great. I know there have been conversations about, well, aren't they competing for spots on the team? Not really. I mean, like, they're pulling the rope in the same direction, aren't they? I mean, if we saw anything from the Packers wide receivers last year, it's that nobody really needs, ego-wise, to be the guy. So let them work out together in the offseason. And again, someone will emerge. But I think this speaks volumes about them as competitors and people and teammates and adults, that they recognize that they're both trying to do the same thing, so why not try to do the same thing together?
Realistically, they play two different positions. Like, Reed's more of a slot guy. Wicks plays more on the outside. Yes, are you going to interchange them from time to time? Sure, but, I mean, there's going to be so many plays where they're out there together anyway. Like, you need... Football is always just, in sports in general, just interesting because you have to have that good camaraderie with your teammates despite being competitive with them over snaps. But there's going to be so many that they're going to be on the field together anyways. And then you need to be able to work in concert with one another when you're on the field for those plays. So this is, I mean... This is only a good thing, clearly. Found it interesting, yes, that they decided to rent the VRBO together. I mean, even though they're both on rookie deals, I mean, they could afford their own places, right?
I'm sorry, where did they stay?
It's a VRBO, isn't it? Or do I have to pronounce it? Verbo? Is that what it is?
It is.
Well, it's, who uses that? Airbnb is out
every
there.
Every time this morning that you have said VRBO, sure. I have held myself from saying it because I was like, let's just see if he says it on the air. Let's just see if he says VRBO on the air. Maybe it's just a production meeting thing. And then Jason said Verbo, and I was like, oh, darn, Gabe's going to pick up on it. He's going to recognize it's Verbo. Where did VRBO come from?
VRBO.
I understand, but you've never heard a commercial? You've never seen a Verbo commercial?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. It's just one of those things that I've seen it. That's what I assume that it's...
Again, that's how I don't you have say a it, leg so then that's to how stand on it. This morning. I didn't know what magic bullet was. You pulled out your world studies book to explain to me magic bullets. So really, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. It's just Verbo. The commercials are Verbo. I've never heard anyone say VRBO before. But
it
yes,
is an acronym.
What is it an acronym for?
Oh, crap.
Vacation rental.
Oh, you're going to totally redeem yourself if you can pull this out of your keister.
Vacation rental something online. What's the B? What's going to be the B?
Vacation rentals by owner.
By owner. Oh. 50%.
Mm-hmm. Very close. Who at Good Karma Brands would you live with?
Oh, I've lived with people from GKB before.
Who? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so she's on the sales team now, but I mean, she had kind of bounced around for a while, but back 2016, we rented a house together.
You didn't even say who it was. Oh, you're not going to say who it was?
Well, I mean, if I say, I can say her name, but it doesn't really, you know, nobody really knows who she is.
I might know who she is.
Well, yeah, you definitely know who she is.
You work here. I hope.
Okay. But by saying the name, the audience has no idea who Hannah is if I say Hannah's name.
Gotcha. This
also had a buddy crash on my couch after he broke up with his girlfriend for a while.
Does that count?
I mean, he'd be basically
long term.
Yeah, it's like 3 to 4 months.
Longer term than we had intended, for sure. Josh, are you a good roommate?
I think I am.
I bet Josh is a really good roommate.
Mussolini might disagree with me at certain points
keep
of it.
Keep calling
but...
her Mussolini, and yeah. I can assure you that she will.
She'll keep giving you great reviews on being a roommate.
But the previous male roommates I've lived with have given me positive reviews because I kind of do my own thing. I spent most of the time, which now I don't have to, but in my own bedroom. So I don't really spend much time in the living room. I clean up after myself in the kitchen. Past that, like with especially men, what are you looking for? Someone who leaves you alone and cleans up after themselves.
Well, Ben Bruss yesterday was trying to defend the idea of leaving his garbage.
Don't get me started.
He doesn't pick up his stuff.
Correct.
And then Elizabeth has to pick up his stuff.
Correct.
And they have a baby as well, so Elizabeth is handling that.
Correct.
And Elizabeth has a full-time job correct. Here at GKB. I was surprised that she wasn't your roommate back in the day.
The story was that she got mad at him because his clothes were next to the hamper. And the question has to be, why not just put it in there if it's going to be
it's
near
that
it?
Close?
You put in the effort to get it near the hamper. Why didn't you just put it in the hamper?
Do extra 2%, man. So I guess 2% to put it in there to live happily.
What I'm trying to get to is Ben Brust a bad roommate?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Of all the people, if I were to power rank the people I would want to live with at GKB, Ben Brust is last on the list. And like, there's probably a healthy gap. Healthy gap.
Who would make a good roommate?
Yeah, Gabe, I need top five.
Top five?
Brad Nortman.
Brad Nortman's on the list. I think Brad would be very respectful. Joshy's certainly on the list. Know him very well. Like you said, when you are a male roommate with another male roommate, you clean up the you clean up your stuff in the kitchen. You don't leave bowls in the sink. You kind of keep to yourself. It's a Friday night. Uh-huh. Hey, Josh, you want a beer? Yep, here we go. All right. Like that's really all you need in the male roommate relationship. Trying to think who else would be on that list. Tausch, I think, would be on that list. Jason's got too much stuff. Have you seen what goes on in the background if you're watching the stream? Like, where's all that stuff going?
I love...
He's got a little knickknacks, and he's got too much of that.
I do want to push back on Tausch a little bit. Love Tausch. Think he'd be a great time. He wants to engage in too many debates. I don't got time to be having a debate as often as he likes.
Kyle is pretty much beloved everywhere he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So Kyle would be on the list. So I would say Joshy is number one on the list. I would say Kyle, Nortman. I still got Tausch on my list.
Does Ashy make it?
Yeah, Ashy, because Ashy would Ashy is number five on the list. Because not only can he cook, he would just like I'd come home and surprisingly he would have made something because he's experimenting. Yes. And now I get to sample whatever he's making and I get to benefit directly from that.
I just envisioned Ashy in an apron as Gabe comes home from work handing him some freshly baked cookies.
Oh, you know those cookies slap too. You know it.
I'm just trying to figure out if Chewy and I should be offended that you went through the whole list and neither one of us made it on the good roommate list.
I mean, he's got issues all the time at home.
Yeah, but self-inflicted or?
Yeah, exactly. Self-inflicted.
Product of circumstance.
Well, self-inflicted a lot, right? So, you know, I mean.
What do you think? He's going to use your Amazon account to buy an extra pair of sneakers? Like, what are you worried about?
Well, no, you come home and he's got another episode of Ice Road Truckers on. He is going to dominate the living room space.
You do get the Blammer bonus, though.
Oh, you do get the Blammer bonus. Oh, man.
Thursdays, in general.
We got to rework this list. I forgot about the Blammer bonus. Blammer bonus is huge.
Jen, how's your roommate life been throughout its history?
Had a good roommate freshman year of college, really smart girl. We rolled in different circles, so that was good too. And that's what I was going to ask you guys. Is it better to roll in the same circle or roll in different circles from a roommate standpoint? There's benefits to both.
I think you need somebody who can be a hybrid, somebody who has their own friends and can leave you alone or go do their own thing. Like, you don't want somebody who has to tag along to everything you do, but somebody who, when they do choose to tag along or you do choose to invite them, fits right in and has no issues.
Sophomore year, roomed with my best friend. That was awesome. Junior year, my best friend, and then a bunch of other girls by extension. One of the girls, she was a Looney Tune. Absolutely. Yeah.
There's always one.
Absolutely. Like, I tell this story, and I've told this story before. One time, I came walking into my room, and she was sitting on the ground, rocking back and forth, crying. And I was like, went the other way. Just walked right back out of the room. Like,
your own bedroom?
I don't have time for this. Whatever this is, I don't have the bandwidth for that. I'm out. So I'm hoping that she worked her way through it. Why are you blinking at me?
Because you're the person of, oh, if I'm walking by you in the hallway and you say, how's it going? I can just dump my stuff on you.
There was a lot of history here, Gabe. There was a lot of history. This wasn't just a one-time thing. This wasn't like, most of the time she was wonderful. And then this one time she was having a mental breakdown. It was like, this was a pattern.
There's also another factor here of these two, Wicks and Reed, renting a VRBO. There is, unless I'm going into a situation where it's like a bunch of people and you're getting a really big house, you always go hotel room. Airbnb, Vrbo, not worth it. You've got all the rules you have to follow, all the cleaning charges. And when it's just a simple, like, we're going to stay here for a weekend or 5 days, the hotel is better. They clean up for you daily.
Well, but less now than they did before.
Yes, less now, but I'm not when I leave the hotel room, short of damage, that room can look whatever it's going to look, and it's going to be taken care of.
Maybe I'm making an assumption here, but I'm also guessing if you're training together, like having an Airbnb or VRBO would be better because you've got a kitchen. And you can make food. You can make food that's going to be beneficial to you and your training,
I think,
instead of just getting room service or whatever from the hotel.
In their specific instance, it seems like they're probably together for a couple weeks, maybe a whole month. That makes sense.
Sure.
Especially when you're like living, but
like vacations, short term.
I never want to go on a vacation and rent an Airbnb unless it's like 8 to 10 people.
See,
in that
but
place.
As somebody who has kids, the Airbnb option is golden because you can rent a house, you can rent a bigger space. Your point about the kitchen, we're not dining out every time. We're, you know, throwing together some meals in the kitchen. When we have traveled with the family, it's always better for us to have the option of the Airbnb.
Well, especially having smaller kids. Like you gotta, you know, you can just put them, oh, here's your room. I can close the door and then still, you know.
When was the last time you used one? Because the first time, few times I used Airbnb, I thought it was wonderful. And then things kind of changed with Airbnb where the whole industry kind of got a little bit different. And like the fact I have to clean and then you charge me a cleaning fee, I'm not down with that. If I'm paying for somebody to come clean this after, you take the damn sheets off. You put the towels in the basement. That's not my job. I'm paying somebody to do that, aren't I?
Yes. Yes.
That's a good point.
Yes. So you're saying hotel over Airbnb all day, every day.
Yes. In almost every situation.
We got lots of reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy and get to some of it. And Gabe, I'm going to tell you right now. A lot of it is pro-gen roommate, so get ready for all the reasons why I should have been number one on your list.
This is kind of the point here of maybe trying to take a victory lap before we even get there.
Argumentative. Downgrade.
With a local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank knows what success looks like. They've been serving businesses and individuals in the area for nearly 15 years, including a longstanding commitment to the healthcare industry. From expansion to treasury management, Fifth Third offers a full suite of financial services and solutions across the healthcare spectrum to meet the complex moments you're navigating. Fifth Third Bank National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
363. What's that?
Oh, the number of yards they gave up on the ground against the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's a Bible verse. John 3:63. Look it up. Tell us what it says.
I thought it was Joe 3:63, and it was, thou shalt not get past me on the line of scrimmage.
On 94.5 ESPN.
If you love betting, you got to make your way to the sportsbook at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It has everything a sports fanatic could want and more. The ultimate experience, dozens of self-service betting kiosks, seating for more than 200 people, a broadcast booth, first-class bar, their new restaurant, The Kitchen, a VIP deck, and a video wall over 2,000 square feet. And if you're in a rush, don't forget, they have free 20-minute reserve parking spaces right near the Skywalk. They have really figured it all out. Did y'all see yesterday the announcement that Snoop Dogg is opening up their new concert venue at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel? It's a new era of sports betting. Get in on the action at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And I'm getting weary. I suppose before we get into this, Gabe, I should know what it requires, what you require from a roommate, what you think makes a good roommate. I can think of some things, right? Like respecting each other's space and, you know, treating people kindly and paying your bills. These all feel like very basic elements to being a good roommate.
Sure.
Is there anything that I'm missing
on
your list of roommate requirements?
I don't think so. I think you've kind of hit all the nails on the head there.
So in what way would I not be a good roommate?
The disposition you currently have?
I'm very insulted that you got down the entire GKB on-air cast of characters.
Yeah.
And you were just like, and that's it. I think that's it. I think I covered everything, right?
I'm
over here going.
Seems like, you know, the 2 hours we spend together every single day.
That's
pretty good.
You're like, that is all I can take. I am not going to extend my stay. We are just leaving it at the 2 hours. I keep the bathroom clean. I cook good meals. Obviously, I have three children who are healthy and thriving. So you know that I take care of those types of things.
I mean, are they thriving?
Yes, they're thriving.
Wow, that was an insult.
Didn't one just kind of, you know, wander out outside the house the other day?
That's a good point.
You know what she told me? She wanted to talk to Grandpa. So I was like, well, we're going to talk to Grandpa inside the house, okay?
He can hear you from here.
Do that on the front porch at 6 a.m. Thank you. And then we saw a coyote on the ring cam the other day.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
So that's what we had to show her. We were like, hey, we saw a coyote, and coyotes, we don't know, but we think they might be fond of tiny children. We're not sure, but on the off chance that they are, how about you stay inside the house? That would be great for all of us. The good news is I had a camera that told me that the kid was out on the porch. So, but you don't expect me to take care of you, right? You know, like, you can go as you please.
You're going to leave me alone if I decide to sit on the front porch at 6
Chef
in the morning?
Chef Ed weighing in saying the best thing about Jen as a roommate is that during the college football season, she's never home.
And it's a plus.
With Chewy, you could really handle people knocking on the door in the middle of the night for his Viagra ring. That would be plus or minus?
I mean, that would be a minus. You're constantly being disturbed by people looking to borrow his Viagra. Not great.
Ryan from Iguanago weighing in saying, I picture Gabe finishing his dinner, sitting down to eat, and Jen, the roommate, calls and says, I ran out of gas. Can you please pick me up?
Yeah, you got that going for you, too.
That one hurts, Jen.
Jay saying, Jen should be number one on the list, just saying. Dick weighing in saying, Jen would be a great roommate. Just think of all the things she always has in her purse. Again. People coming to my defense here, Gabe.
Again, I don't know why having so many things in your Mary Poppins bag
what it does for
equals good roommates.
Because I'm like a Boy Scout. I'm always prepared.
Yeah, but inside the house, you already have those things. You like, out and about, yes, that bag is good to have. Inside the house, most of those things should be there.
Somebody
Who
with
am
the
I to argue with Dick in the 260?
Let's hear it.
No, that's what he said.
Somebody who, not moments ago, we talked about the propensity to run out of gas, doesn't feel like somebody who's always prepared. Those two things seem to not go hand in hand.
That's a very good point by you. Let me work my way through it. Mostly prepared. How's that sound? This is like the Princess Bride.
Oh man.
Mostly dead is slightly alive.
I'm getting some information here on the private talking text line about Jen's roommate habits.
I'm a good roommate.
You keep garbage in the corner?
Every woman does that. You know when you have the boxes?
What does that mean?
The boxes. You know, you got boxes, either from Amazon or from the grocery store. Boy. And then you just put them in the corner and you wait for your other roommate, who now is going to get a real good talking to. You wait for that roommate to take them out. It's like with the dog poop. The roommate is supposed to pick up the dog poop. Does the roommate pick up the dog poop? Infrequently.
So the boxes in the corner thing's universal, because I thought that was my house only. And I had two other people there that all thought, if this goes over here, eventually Josh will just take care of it. Which, my question was, why don't we break it down and then put it over there so then we could just take it out? What is that? What is that trait? Why?
I don't know.
Why is it universal?
It's all over social media. You jump on Instagram and you search boxes in the corner.
I didn't
realize
that.
You're going to see video after video after video of people who put the boxes in the corner of the kitchen waiting for the other person to take them out.
Wait, what is this? This is an Uncrustables box? Is that what I'm looking at?
Yeah, that's not mine. You think I eat Uncrustables?
I don't think your kids are the one who are emptying it out.
Yeah, Chaser emptied it out.
Okay.
Put it in the
corner. See, now you're starting bad habits for everyone else.
Again, if my roommate wants to get into a bleeping match on this, I got a long list. What I would advise my roommate is
who's
to
say
take
that's
it
where
down
I got
a notch,
that information from.
To take it down
Who
a notch.
Who knows?
Chase has a phone.
I'm advising, and this is kindly advising, I'll have you know. We got to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Sounds like I'm going to be making a call to my roommate in just a moment.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy are back after this on 94.5 ESPN.